Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey, Bark Radio listeners. Not sure what we're talking about today because, well, we were supposed to do a fabulous interview, and that kind of didn't happen.
Yeah, we had Charmaine Hammond, who wrote On Toby's Terms, lined up for the interview, and she's calling from Canada, and we could not get her to connect into our bridge line.
Which is a real bummer, because it's a great story about a therapy dog and about a rescue dog.
Yeah. And one that's a little bit like Marley, it sounds like.
It sounds like it in his free time. Yes. But we're going to make that happen in the future. But I've read the book, and it's a wonderful read. So if you haven't heard about Toby, read about Toby, you really need to. He's one of those really special dogs who ends up doing the right thing as a career, basically. He's a great therapy dog now.
That's very cool.
Yeah, he gets people. He just destroyed half the folks' house before he got his job. So
well, everybody needs a job.
Yeah, keeps him busy and out of trouble.
Exactly.
So we'll get back to Toby and Charmaine in the near future.
Yeah.
But past that, some really exciting things are happening for Terry. Terry?
Yeah, we've talked about it on previous episodes on a nonprofit that I've started called Many Pass, and yesterday we had our first official BOD meeting and started moving through what this is going to really look like. And for the folks that are listening that do know me, know that I have pretty grand plans for this. But I need a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I think based on the great feedback from the board of directors, we've got a great place to start.
I think we have a direction.
And
it's a great direction, and there is so much need.
There is, and it's something we've talked about a lot because I'm very passionate about the whole angle.
Mm-hmm.
And that angle is we're going to start with shelter to service dog program, and the service dogs are going to be psych dogs for veterans.
And that means, folks, it's usually for a veteran who has PTSD.
Right.
That's the most common scenario. And fortunately, it's got this kind of service dog has the stamp of approval of the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
So, you know, once they've said, yes, this is good, what we're very hopeful about is that vets can even get help funding to help them pay for the dog. But, you know, that's something that, you know, Terry and the board of directors are going to be looking into to see if that can happen. But I think it's a fabulous direction, Terry.
I think it's going to be good. It's a good starting point. There's a huge need.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the VA has said that, you know, this is good. It was 2009. They did a great write-up on it and on the benefits of the psych dogs for the veterans. And they also mentioned that there's way more need than there are dogs or people training them.
And so if we can identify dogs in the community who are homeless and in a shelter and pull them and train them and give them new jobs. How fabulous is that?
I think it's awesome. It's a double-fold win. So you save a dog's life and you save a veteran's life.
That's right. And so stay tuned, guys. When Terry's going to have the website up soon.
Should be in January. I hit a technical snag, but we're working it.
And once we get that website out, we're going to push that out to all of our listeners and give generously to this. It's a great concept. Right now, it's Terry funded.
By the Bank of Terry, yeah.
Yes. And like with all nonprofit organizations, you know, he's going to need lots of help from people who believe in this. And so when we start pushing it out, we'll ask you to do the same. And for you, just to be generous, our vets give so much. And the least we can do is make their lives, when they come back, a little bit better with a great service dog.
Yep. You know, these folks need to be recognized.
They do.
And, you know, thank you, veterans, for doing what you do.
Absolutely. And for whatever war you were in and, you know, active duty, retired, everybody, just thank you. And we're going to help as many of you as we can.
Yeah.
We'll get
started with one.
That's right.
Well, that's the other piece of this is we Dee and I have an opportunity here to temperament test some pups coming up, and we're hoping that one of the pups is actually going to work out as their first service dog. So,
and so cross your fingers, guys. This could be so much fun, starting a first puppy, and a puppy who was born not into his own home, but his mom and dad were given up.
Yeah, they were owner surrender pair, bonded pair, and some friends that work in Dalmatian rescue took them in, even though they weren't Dalmatian, and the female came in pregnant. They didn't know it until she started getting big.
Sounds like really pregnant. What, 10 or 11 pups?
The vet said 11 to 12 pups.
Wow.
And she's not a, she's maybe a 50-pound dog. That poor baby is big.
She's ready to explode, poor little thing. So, we'll keep you guys posted on this. We'll temperament test the litter at 49 days and see if there's someone we can pull for a great job.
I think it'll be fun.
It's going to be great fun.
It's going to be a busy, busy year.
Oh, it is. So stay tuned, guys.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Well, so, what else we got? We got some neat stuff coming up in the future. We got Ian Dunbar is going to be on our show here in a couple weeks.
He is. And he'll be talking with us about, among other things, the seminars he's giving this year, including a couple that are his Sirius Academy courses. He's doing one in Albany and one in Chicago, and Terry and I are talking about maybe going to one of those. His Sirius puppy training classes out in San Francisco have been incredibly successful and have been going on for decades. And living on the East Coast, we don't have the opportunity to even observe these classes, and I think it would be a fabulous thing if we can manage that.
Yeah, with a little bit of logistics to figure out, but I think it'll be... sounds like it'd be exciting. 4 days worth of in-depth puppy training.
Oh, man. Can we take a puppy?
I don't know. That would be my question. I guess we can if it has a service dog vest in training on it, right?
That's right. Absolutely. So, you know, that's something, an interview we're looking forward to. And there's another one that we hope to do. The vet who has the PTSD service dog.
Yeah. The dog's name is... Tuesday,
that's right. And he wrote a book.
And I can't recall the book right now, but
I can't
like on Tuesday or something like that. Yeah, we're trying to arrange an interview with him.
Yeah, so we've got some really fun things coming up, and a lot of it, you know, in the realm of the working dog world. Also, a quick note, if you guys haven't checked out my magazine.
Yeah.
The first issue published on January 10th, and... it's a 36-page full-color magazine, totally free, online. And the first issue was all about breed-specific legislation. And we're really, really pleased with the responses that we have gotten.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. What's the lady from Animal Law Coalition?
Laura.
That is a great article.
Wasn't it
fabulous? And we had her on the show for that awesome interview. We need to reschedule some more of that, but... And then Jamie and Caesar were in there. So Caesar, the miracle pit bull, and
Maria Danes.
Maria.
Talking about BSL in England.
Which is horrible there, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we were real pleased with that. One of the reasons we're doing the magazine, you guys, is kind of like an expanded version of what we try to do sometimes on Bark Radio, and that's to educate.
Yeah.
When I asked Laura to write that article for the magazine, she said, you know, what do you want this one to be about? And I said, could you explain it to people? Because not everyone's clear on what BSL is and why they should care that it exists.
Yeah.
So it's wolfsandwags.net. We'll put the link up on our website. Just check it out. Subscribe to the magazine. It's a quarterly. The next issue will come out in April. And it will be all about the world of dog rescue.
Yeah. I know one of your writers, too.
You do?
You told me, yeah. Eric Bellows, didn't he agree?
Oh, he agreed. Eric Bellows, who has a wonderful rescue in upstate New York called Pack Ethic.
Yeah, Pack Ethic.
But he's also one of the Rescue Inc. guys.
Yeah.
And Eric's fabulous, does a wonderful job of rescuing what he calls the power breeds. A lot of pit and pit mixes, Rotties, that sort of thing. Yes, so he is, we're going to be interviewing Eric, and he's going to be part of that next issue. Yay!
Yeah, I know. He is such a neat guy. We've done... what, two or three interviews with him for the show.
And the only thing we haven't done is get up to visit him, and we will be doing that this year.
That's on our list. We hope to get up there, get some pictures, do another interview.
Hang out with his poochies.
Yeah.
Go for pack walks.
I want to meet Joe Thunder.
Yeah, man.
Which, if you hadn't heard about Joe Thunder, listen to the interview. Yeah. Phenomenal story. That dog is a hero.
And Vesper.
Oh, and Vesper.
What an amazing
What a touching story.
Oh, my gosh. So, really good stuff happening this year, guys. Just stay tuned.
It's going to be a wild year. Hold on, it's a rocket.
Mm-hmm. All righty, guys. Have a good one.